The genders and the
we'll see how well it picks up.
It's better than nothing.
You know what? I'm sure I've asked this before.
I'm not sure. I'm talking to the guy from IT tomorrow. So
me too. Like, I don't want to see the results.
What?
Alright. So, we'll come back to order. I was asked by certain counselors to make a particular announcement about the NHL, but I refused to do so.
What?
So, because we were talking about matters of student governance, and unfortunately, the NHL is irrelevant in
this
particular
instance. What is this announcement?
So, we will come back.
I'm checking my fantasy pool. What happened?
Why don't you ask Counselor Automat, because he's so adamantly...
Counselor Automat!
Alright, so thank you very much, Councilor Kornhoff. We'll come back to order.
I'm not going to do that.
And we'll continue with our speakers list. I'm going to go to.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yes.
I'd like to move to suspend standing orders.
In order to do.
To grant speakers two additional speaker turns only.
Alright, so there's a motion to suspend standing orders to allow speakers up to four speaking turns. I see a seconder for Councilor Christensen. So once again, this vote is not debatable, non-amendable, and requires a two-thirds majority. So let me get back to my voting system here. All right, it's now live, please vote. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So currently, there are 27 people who voted. The vote was 15 in favor, 11 opposed, and 1 abstention. So once again, that vote fails. So members of council still only have 2 speaking turns. Yes, Councilor Lewis. Yes.
Like, make a motion to suspend standing orders to give 1 additional speaking turn.
Going to assume that because this is a different motion entirely, we'll consider the motion. There are different parameters. I see Councilor Christensen again with a seconder on this particular motion. Once again, this vote is not debatable, not amendable, and requires a two-thirds majority. And I hope that after we have voted on this particular motion, there are no further motions to suspend standing orders to allow for additional speaking turns. I'm just going to rule them out of order. So. All right, so once again, the voting system is live, so please vote. So the voting will close in 3, 2, 1. So once again, that motion fails. 26 people voted with 15 in favor, 10 opposed, and 1 abstention. Again, that vote fails. I will not consider any further motions to suspend standing orders for additional speaking points. We'll move on to the speakers list. We'll go to Councillor Allard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In light of 3 failed motions to suspend standing orders, my apologies, Governor Kahn, I'm going to motion to refer back to committee. Do I get to introduce that motion?
So, Council Allard moves to refer this item back to Bylaw Committee. Is there a seconder for this motion? Set Council Chang's hand up. So, yes, I will allow Council Allard to introduce your motion. Please, go ahead.
It is just my belief that given that many of us have already used up our speaking terms, many of the people who were around for this discussion, the person who's put forward this motion has used up their speaking terms. I'm not... A useful one?
Yeah.
Either way, I feel free to vote this down, but what I believe is that I don't think at this point we have all the information and are going to be able to make the best decision tonight that is going to result in first principles, which will be able to like adequately reflect what we're trying to do. All of the sort of informal discussion I had in the break to try to remedy this situation involved further changes to bylaw that would be outside of the scope of these first principles, that I'm not, and I'm not comfortable trying to pass these first principles on the assumption that bylaw committee will bring further first principles that will sort of support this amendments in the future. I would like to say that, yeah, it's annoying to have to bring something back, and it's nice and satisfying to get something done, but considering that the by-elections have passed, this is no longer a time-sensitive issue. We have until April to really pass these changes before they actually will, you know, be an emergency or, like, be something that we need to pass. So I would also like to say that since this is a very contentious issue, we could host a special bylaw meeting at a time that would work for anyone who's interested. I'd be willing to send out a doodle poll. We could have a large meeting. We could try to bring in the chief tribune of the die board, pass CROs, anyone, because I think that what this has done, this motion, has exposed sort of a serious flaw in the way that we actually like run our elections, which is that really the issue, it seems to me, that we're running up against is that the CRO doesn't necessarily have the capacity to gather all of the evidence that they need to gather. So we're trying to figure out a way to legislate around one individual who, you know, might have to, like, gather information that didn't necessarily have the capacity to gather. So I'm going to make a motion to refer that to me.
Thank you very much, Councillor Allard. Go to, I believe it's Councillor Tronson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm actually going to speak against this motion because I do think that it's that this these first principles as crafted are a worthy and well thought of step forward, and I would like to see the vote on the actual motion take place tonight. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Tronson. We'll go to Governor Kahn.
Okay, guys, I've got one speaking turn. What I'm asking for is give me an opportunity to have that speaking turn, make the vote at that point. I mean, one way or another, I mean, if it fails, it's going to go back to bylaw committee. I mean, it's going to end up being the same result as Justice Wong's. But give me that one shot. Let the dice roll from there on.
Thank you very much, Governor Kahn. Councillor Flyman?
Question for Councillor Allard. Did this motion come through bylaw committee, or was this originated from a member of council?
I believe it was originated from a member of council.
Point of parliamentary inquiry?
Yep.
Can a motion be referred to council committee when it didn't originate committee?
I believe so.
If it originated from a member of council, wouldn't it first principles have to be passed here to be referred to committee in the first place?
So, to clarify, basically, from my understanding, and Governor Kahn, with a nod of your head, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think Governor Kahn brought this forward on his own merits. He didn't go through bylaw committee. I think he's consulted a number of councillors on this particular issue, or a few councillors. But this motion, according to my interpretation of Robert's Rules, and I can read to you this kind of introduction to Robert's Rules, what it says in here about referring back to committee. I believe because this is a bylaw issue, it's a bill, it would be a bylaw change. It can be referred back to, can be referred to bylaw committee. It wouldn't be necessarily referred back to bylaw committee. It would just be referred to bylaw committee. Similar to if you brought together a series of items in first reading for political policy or something like that, that can be referred to policy committee to draft first principles if it was referred to them, and then they would put together second principles. Now, if in the instance in which case this particular motion passed at this meeting of Students' Council, this would be referred automatically to Bylaw Committee to draft second principles. So, if this motion to refer to Bylaw Committee carries, it would go to Bylaw Committee for first principles. If the main motion on which we were debating item 7B carries, it would be referred to Bylaw Committee. The only instance in which it would not be referred to bylaw committee was if the motion failed. In which case, I think some members of bylaw committee would probably bring this forward anyhow. So, just as an aside. But I'll ask for permission to read from papers here quickly so that council can kind of better understand my interpretation. To commit or refer is generally used to send a pending question to a relatively small group of selected persons, a committee, so that the question may be carefully investigated and put into